It's about 2,000 square feet of office space in the Kent County Levee Court building on Bay Road. It originally housed our Parks and Recreation Department, and when they built the new recreational facility in conjunction with the Boys and Girls Club, those offices moved down to that facility. And so we took a look at this Class A office space and said, what can we use it for? And it seemed like an appropriate usage would be functioning as a the Kent County Emerging Enterprise Development Center. And the thought was that a lot of sole proprietorships or entrepreneurial businesses, often one of the biggest hurdles to sort of getting their business up and running is location costs. And the feeling was that if we could provide an incubator space at a reduced location cost, that people could really focus on their primary interest, which is starting the business, not necessarily developing a piece of property somewhere.
So it is very expensive to rent commercial space and probably a big deterrent for a lot of people trying to start a business. How do you cut down the costs?
We're not here to rent real estate. We're not, the county doesn't need the revenue off of this space. However, it is Class A space. It's currently furnished. We currently do a lot of other business development activities in the Levee Court building. We host the Kent County Open for Business the first Thursday of every month. My office is in this building. I get a fair amount of foot traffic from people that are looking for locations or sites or trying to start a business. We've put together a partnership with the SBDC, and they're doing consulting in this incubator space now. They're also conducting their How to Start a Business workshop on the fourth Friday of every month, and I'm working with DSU to provide additional entrepreneurial assistance classes throughout the year. So we hope to make this like a center of activity for entrepreneurs who are trying to start their business and move on into, our goal is to get them out of here in a year and they go out and rent real space somewhere at a real rate.
And the SBDC, that's the University of Delaware's Small Business Development Center. What is their specific role? And talk a little bit about more about that partnership.
Well, we have a memorandum of agreement that was executed between Kent County Levee Court and the SBDC. And in that memorandum of agreement, we agree to have them conduct their workshop here monthly and also to provide consulting services to folks using our innovation centers or our incubator. So they schedule their appointments to meet with people to help develop business plans and that type of thing.
If someone's looking to start a business and they come to your office space and they rent a space, what are they looking at? What are the options for rentals?
Well, the options are there are four different levels. For $75 a month, they can have what we call a share space where they might stop in once a week, for instance, and do their book work or their paperwork. And then we have the next step up is $125 a month, and that provides you with a shared desk space, which you can use pretty much full time. And the next step up is $175 a month, and that provides you with a professional space where you're you have your own locking cabinet, and you have 24/7 access. You have a membership to the chamber. And so it's more like almost like a full-time office potential. And then we have the semi-private space, which is $225 a month, which is a separate cubicle and all those other options. So we do provide Wi-Fi. We have a cleanup crew that cleans the space. We have security on site during business hours. And we provide mail service. which are all functions that we offer to the rest of the county offices. So it's sort of easy for us to do that.
Talk a little bit more about how important this is and how you are cutting out a huge step for people who are looking to start a small business, and how this can often be a deterrent, the process of renting commercial space.
Well, yeah, I will, Nick. And it's not just renting commercial space. Very often we will run into people who say, well, I want to start a business and I haven't done a business plan yet, but I did buy this piece of property, which needs a lot of work, or I want to buy a piece of property and I need X number of dollars in order to do it. That's sort of an insurmountable hurdle sometimes, because someone wants to start a business, and I don't know, pick something out, a tech business, and they need a space to do their work and to do their sales and to meet with clients. But they go out and they obligate for, $1,500 a month or $2,000 a month on a 2-year lease, and they're responsible for leasehold improvements. But they haven't even done their business plan yet. That kind of puts them behind the eight ball in terms of cash flow. So what we're urging people to do is come meet with your consultants, develop your business plan, get your license. Our selection committee will interview you. And if you meet sort of all those criteria, the criteria being that you've developed a business plan and that you have your business license and you've obviously thought it through and you have your financing in place, then we are willing to rent you a space. We do a 1-year lease. We ask that you participate in our classes. And the goal is that you go out and find commercial space, after the first year. Now, we will renew a lease in certain circumstances, but we're not doing this as a real estate deal. We're really doing it to try to help startup businesses.
And how long has Delaware's Small Business Development Center been in action? How long has this project already been underway?
Well, it took a couple months to develop. It was actually formally approved by Levy Court about a month ago. And so it was great that it was approved, but then you kind of have to make the public aware of it. So we've printed up brochures. We've gotten a copy machine in there. We've gotten the Wi-Fi installed. We put up the appropriate firewalls so that it doesn't cross-contaminate with the county's IT system. And now we're ready to start leasing space. We've already interviewed three different parties that are interested. We haven't entered into any leases yet.